Episode 352.
Oh my God. So, you know, the secret's going to come out of the bag. He's going to know exactly what I do in my shop. It's just silly. It's just silly stuff. To me, that is what holds you back. It's what's holding you back.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, welcome to Remarkable Results Radio. Carm Capriotto here, and you are in episode 352 with Rocky Kaminian, who is the owner-operator of Bimmer & Benz Specialists. Rocky is also the current president of ASCCA. And with over 400 collective episodes in the podcast library between Remarkable Results Radio, the Town Hall Academy, and the new show, For the Record, we bring you the power of the spoken word. These long-form interviews are the perfect resource for everything auto care and a treasure trove of ideas, insights, and wisdom just for you. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. Looking for a hands-on, real-world technical training experience? Well, Garage Gurus offers on-site training in major markets across the country, providing the equipment, tools, and know-how needed to help keep your next job on track. Find out more at fmgarageGurus.com. Hey, the network of social followers, likers, and connections builds with the Aftermarket's award-winning podcast. I'm honored to make new Facebook friends like Steve Killian, Greg Kelly, Tom Hightech Auto, Justina Roush, and James Smith. My new Instagram followers, David Felton and Bob Orr. And my latest LinkedIn connections, Chris Stock, Christopher Hadfield, and Ron Wilson. Get connected. RemarkableResults.biz/social. You'll find everything there. Hey, a great way to find just the right piece of content from the library is to use the Tag Cloud. Now, there's a special Tag Cloud page and how-to video where you can choose a subject that is of interest to you. It's a great way to learn or even catch up on the content, especially if you've just discovered the podcast as an aftermarket resource. Never stop learning and keep delving into our content, and you just might discover your next great idea. Hey, now meet Rocky Kaminian, owner of Bimmer & Benz in Costa Mesa, California. Rocky is the current president of ASCCA, the Automotive Service Councils of California. Rocky started like so many others with two bays and a workday that never ended. He built his business by being frugal and set out to own the property, and he does. He says that an owner's obligation is to plan for the future. That means his business, his family, college, and for retirement. He's accomplished all and more. Rocky loves to help people, and he's not afraid to seek help and advice from others. He knows that there are a lot of people in his network that have a lot of great wisdom to share. He offers concierge service to his customers and explains the degree of support he will go to give an exceptional level of customer service to his clients. Rocky also shares what it takes to own a business. He counts technical skills, business and marketing knowledge, and psychology knowledge among the list of important business skills you need to be good at. We also get a glimpse of the new ASCCA program that has been in the works for years that's just been approved at Kiamaka College in El Cajon, California. This is the San Diego region, and you'll start to hear more of this groundbreaking program soon right here on the podcast and also through ASCCA. This state-approved credit course will create paid internships from ASCCA shops. This is a post-secondary program, like the OEs, but strictly for independents, and will help solve the need for entry-level technicians for independent shops. A very unique and important initiative that you must keep your ear to the ground and learn as much as you can about it. It may be able to be duplicated in your area. Find the key talking points in Rocky's bio at remarkableresults.biz/E352. Rocky says ego, or that protected sacred secret sauce, is dividing us. He says we must unite and share our knowledge. Now enjoy an up-close and personal interview with Rocky Kaminian. A warm welcome to Rocky Kaminian from Bimmer & Benz Specialist in Costa Mesa, California. Hey, Rocky.
Well, hello.
Nice to see you, man. Here we're in the virtual studio.
Thank you.
You're also president of ASCCA.
Yes, I was the chosen one.
and let me say this. Everybody knows Rocky.
I don't know about that.
Everybody. Golly. Oh, man. And, of course, ASCCA is the Automotive Service Councils of California. What a great organization. And I'm proud to say I'm a member. You have said that Bimmer and Ben's Specialist is like a boutique hotel at $500 a night with an $80 steak dinner, the best you've ever, ever had. How do you get away with saying that?
Well, it's years and years of perfecting what I've been doing, I guess. You get to a time in your life where you want to do the best possible. In order to do that best possible, you have to have enough time, enough energy to do it with. And in order to do that, you have to have the right customers with it, too. So if the right customer...
I get that part. And that's, you know, I wouldn't stay at a $500 a night hotel all the time. But I guess there are some people that do not mind doing that. In fact, those are the kind of customers you have.
It's not so much the amount. I don't think I'm exorbitant amount of money. I'm a little bit above the average, but it's the type of clients that we would like to have. That style of customer, the client that understands what we do, respects what we do, desires what we do, and likes what we do, and wants what we do, basically. I don't know if I said that twice, but that is what we really look for, because we really want to enjoy what we do too. And if it's not mutual, then it's not going to come out right, and it's not going to be, nobody's going to be happy with it. So, we don't get it right all the time. Believe me. In this business, I mean, it's fluid. It's like playing pool, or it's like playing chess. You can never play the same game twice. Every day is different. That's just like everybody else.
You say, concierge service, white glove treatment. I mean, there's a certain customer that wants that. And you were able to, a few years ago, realize that that could be a niche?
Actually, no. We just kind of stumbled into it. I've been to so many classes and so many seminars, in the end of the day, I just decided that, look, I'm going to have the self-worth. You know, I'm not going to do things or give it away. I'm going to have the quality of work that I want to have in order to enjoy the work that I do. On top of that, to be able to give what the client actually wants.
What's so interesting to back that up, your passion, your relationship with your customer, is that you told me you only run about 45 cars a month through the place.
If sometimes less than that, like this month has been pretty low. So, and the way I've done that too, there's another story to this. It's not just the client. So I've been able to be frugal for what I've done with my business in order to be able to do that. I've purchased my property 7 years ago, and I've already paid it off using my house. I've got a little bit left on my house. I'm trying to pay that off too with extra cash. So I don't carry balances on my credit card. I got enough cash in the bank. So all of these things have, I've been fortunate and frugal enough to be able to do this, to be able to pick and choose who I work for and who I, so it's just not as simple, just choosing to be a boutique.
Yeah, I totally get that. I the word frugal just stood out for me there. And, I guess what you're keeping is the key.
That's exactly right. We've been talking about this so long. I mean, if you check all the groups, everybody talks about gross profit. Everybody talks about, I did 1.2 million. I did this, I did that. And yeah, okay, the common net that everybody else tries to keep is around 20%. But the 20% is not a dollar amount. So the dollar amount that you actually keep is where the nut is at, or the net is at, the not net is at.
Very good. So, slip of the tongue.
Exactly. And that actually determines, so if you can start with that and go work your way up, with that amount. And if you have a goal for a net and you work your way up, then you might be able, I was able to do what I wanted to do.
Work it up, not work it down.
Yeah. You can spend whatever you make and you can have zero amount left in the end of the month. But you could be grossing a lot of money. You know, you could say that I'll be grossing my work, you know, grosses $1.2 million, for example, at the end of the year. But what is left? You could have spent everything out. So you have no plans for your future. You have no plans for your family. You have no plans for retirement. You have no plans for your kids' college. Nothing. So, yes, you did very well. You worked very hard and you did very well. But what do you got left?
I'm talking with Anthony Frohwein, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. What are the techs saying about your visit?
Every single time that I set up a training, I try to position the van inside the shop. You know, you're part of their house at that point. Whenever you set aside that time, you tell them that you're coming in, you're providing a lunch, and you're really bringing something of meat and value to the table. Once they get a taste of it, really, by the time you're done, they're asking, when can you come back?
When can you come back? Or, hey, what else you got in your bag of tricks?
Exactly. Exactly.
So the greatest outcome of your visit to a professional shop?
Is just to really make a difference in their everyday procedures to maximize the premium end of the product that's being installed. But ultimately, for me being an ex-shop owner as well, is to maximize their profitability in installing the part right the first time and having a happy customer. I always say happy customer is like a happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. Same thing goes with the customer.
I've heard that before. So you take a Wagner OEX pad and you put it into the hands of a technician. What happens?
First off, they're floored with the cut design on the front end. They'd never seen a brake pad like this before. And then you start to break it down into why it's cut the way it is and how it's application or platform specific, how the backing plates are no longer painted, they're zinc coated, and that's for tolerance level, so that way you don't have buildup on the ears and fitting into the hardware. I mean, you get into all the little nuances that they've changed around with that brake pad on top of the performance end of it. I mean, it's phenomenal. And then once they physically try the brake pad, either on a customer's car or their own vehicle, I've heard nothing but rave reviews about the brake pad.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. Have you taken that network of friends that you have all over the country and ever done that Dutch uncle talk with them about what you just told me?
I've done it with few people, but I haven't done it with, you know, too many of them. I mean, you have to be in... My position is very exceptional, I think. I'm not by any stretch of imagination a smart guy or, you know, exceptional, you know, exceptionally brilliant or anything like that. I'm not even close. I don't want to take any credit like that. It's just that I'm a very realist. I know what the moments are, what the times are about. I know the economies that come and go, so I can make decisions at the right moment or close to that moment. You never make the right decision. You know, it's very difficult, but close to it. And another thing about me, Carm, I'm not silent. I'm not a silent person. I talk to everybody. If I have a problem, I talk to a lot of people because I want their opinions. I want to know what they say. I may not do what they say, but I want that information because I'm very, if I don't have enough information, how can I make a decision? So I'm not a silent guy. I have so many friends and I have conversations. And
so is what you're saying, you're asking a lot of questions?
I ask a lot of questions. I'm not somebody that hides anything or tries to...
You mean you're an open book?
I'm an open book, exactly. And that is one of my... I think that's one of the reasons why I'm successful, because I always ask if I have a problem. I always open up to people, and by that I get a lot of feedback and makes me make the right decisions.
Are the people you're asking, Rocky, the association members in your network?
Very much so. I'm very close to many of my my peers, and we have personal relationships with, you know, we talk weekly, and I mean, you know, several times a week, and we have conversations, and vice versa. So this type of relationship, it's usually a two-way relationship where if somebody has an issue with something, they confide in me, and if I have the same, I confide in them. So it's a mutual relationship. And I think that's where the success is at. And I want to praise other people. I want to, you know, have them try it out. Try it. Having conversations with people. You will find that you'll get some answers you wouldn't have even thought of. You know, you haven't even thought of thinking of.
Isn't it great though to ask the question and walk away with, wow, boy, I just picked up two things I didn't even have a clue about.
Absolutely, conversations are beautiful. I think
open minds are beautiful.
Yes, exactly. It's back to 70s, right? You know, freedom.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, baby. Yeah, you and I are from that generation. I know that exactly. Yeah, we.
But no, I really think that being true with yourself, being true with your friends and true friends, I'm talking, yeah. And open up to them, you will find that the people want to help you. People want to give you the information that you need.
Yeah, you know, true friends let you be your true self.
There you go. Absolutely.
And allow you to ask what other people may think is
a
stupid question, because there are no there are no bad questions today.
And that's what I also use the same way to go through my leadership in ASCCA. I don't hide anything from it. In a board meeting, we are extremely open. We don't have any ego issues, I don't tolerate egos. You know, it's just not, it's very destructive.
Where did this whole thing of ego come from? People just can't get out of their own way and open up, join an association, ask for help, get help, because their ego is getting in their way of that assumed success. Oh, look at this guy. He's got, you know, 5 bays. He must be just super successful, and he's not. But his ego gets in the way of him getting help.
Well, ego, people think of ego different ways. I mean, you know, shops think of egos as being competitors. You know, if I confide on this guy, he's going to know my secrets. Oh, my God. So, you know, the secret's going to come out of the bag. He's going to know exactly what I do in my shop. It's just silly. It's just silly stuff. To me, that is what holds you back. It's what holding you back from getting any further is by thinking this way, by thinking that there's something that you know that somebody else doesn't know. That is ludicrous. And to me, it just doesn't exist. This is what prevents us from uniting. It's exactly what this is dividing us. And we allowing it to happen. I have nothing to hide.
You know, I could tell that from you in the time that I spent with you on the phone and having gotten to know you. You're just a straight up and square shooter. But, you know, I love what you are saying. We have to keep talking about this, and we do a lot of it on the podcast, over 400 episodes. And if people give it a chance and they listen to, they're going to be like spring some new life into their thinking. And boy, are you passionate for the industry. You know, what I just heard you say about Unite, boy, is that a long-term goal, vision, dream of yours?
It's extremely possible. I don't think it's a long, I mean, it's a lifetime goal. I don't have period. There's no period in this. I live it. I promote it. I preach it. I'm in the business of inspiration. I'm in business of inspiring people. I want to inspire people to unite. That is the way out. I know and I believe and I'm very passionate about this, that the uniting will be our way out. I mean, it's just the only way.
I have a phrase that I use every once in a while, independence rule.
Being independent is great. There's nothing wrong with being independent. But are we really independent?
I guess it depends on, yeah, if you want to go sit in the corner and not play, right? You're independent.
We're not.
Yeah, you're totally.
I mean, look at all these, like your show, for example. Look at all the, so many people always listening to these shows and actually taking advantage. Look at all these groups. Look at these associations. I mean, there are younger people, I think younger generation, which is a different subject altogether, but I think the younger generation is actually thrives or wants the information, that the wants to have a conversation and wants to have information. I don't think they have as much of an ego as the older generation have.
I think you're right about that. I get so much mail and so many replies and so many direct messages. And you know, I can tell the age of the people that have discovered and that are learning and that are asking for help and support. And, you know, there's that other generation that this call them stubborn, they had to do it on their own. But at the other end is that the resources were there. Yeah, the magazine articles were there and the coaches were there and the seminars were there. But I think the industry is becoming more transparent than ever. Guys like you coming on the show, you know, we learn about you, your quote-unquote independent, unique way that you look at life and your business. Boy, great advice, being frugal. I mean, wow. That's a powerful piece of advice.
Does any of our experiences really work now for 30? I've been in business for 38 years. I've graduated in England in automotive. I have a diploma in auto engineering from England, and I graduated in 1983. I've been in business for 38 years. Does that information that I had in 38 years ago, is it usable now? The information that I had 20 years ago, is it usable now? The information I had 5 years ago, is it usable now? You got to be realistic and figure out that what we know 6 months ago may not be relevant now. So, and I'm not talking about technical stuff. I'm sure technical things that we do, well done, they're always going to be beneficial for me. But as far as business is concerned, we still need people to make the business work. So if the people have changed, you got to change with them. You got to go after, figure out what they did and what they want, what they require. My niche of the business is very, very limited. I know it's limited. And for the demographics that I'm in, I'm lucky that I can do that in my own demographic. But it's a very difficult thing to do in a different demographic because that need may not be there. But I do. My systems are constantly being updated, and I need to know. I know that I need to do that.
I agree with your discussion about, you know, all those years having being a perpetual student is really what you're telling the world is you constantly have to be out there looking and learning and applying your common sense and how does it work in my business. But I want to jump a little bit into the associations, but I want to go back to the business just a little bit. You're telling me about a concierge boutique type services. You'll pick people up from the airport and everything. I mean, wow. Talk about being engaged. Is this something you wanted to do, or did your customer grow you into doing that?
I think it was the latter. The customer grew me into it. So, like I said to you before, I want to enjoy what I do. I want to be able to have a good relationship with a client. And in order to have all that, you really have to be more involved with them, what they want as a person, as a friend, as a relationship, as a guest. I love Ryan Tucson's word guest because it's exactly that. Our clients are our guests and we have to treat them that way. If you come to my house as a guest, I'm going to make sure that you're going to have a good time and make sure you get everything that you want and make sure that you're treated properly. It's the same with the clients when they come into your business. And if a friend calls me up and says, "Can you pick me up from the airport?" I drop everything and go pick them up from the airport. And that's exactly the same way I treat my clients. I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And I'm looking for those for that type of clients, which therefore, you know, the relationship is going to get built up to a place where there's going to be trust. There's going to be, you know, a higher level of relationship.
Is it all referrals?
Yes, most of it is. Most of it is. I've tried many, many different. I still do. I've done, you know, mail outs. I've done SEOs, cards, this, that, whatever. Facebook. You know, a person that is looking for this is not, it usually not in those realm. You know, it's referred. It's like saying, "Hey, Rocky's the guy to take care of your car." You know, and he does this and he does that. And if that's what, if that in that conversation, the other person is what they want, then they will continue or they will come forward.
You were successful on day one.
Day one was 28 years ago.
You put the key in the door and you were instantly successful, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Who have you been talking to?
I was talking to you. And I remember you were saying, "God, Carm, I was in business for 10 to 12 years and you were spinning your head off."
Absolutely. So I opened up with two bays. There were times that I would work till nonstop for 4 days, day and night. And to get cars out, now that I look back, we all did that. I mean, you know, most of us did it anyway. 10 years later, about 11 years later, I was invited to a meeting, the ASCA meeting, local chapter over here, chapter 50, which is not there right now. But the same night, I not only was sworn in, but I also became active in that chapter. I got into the organization. I became active.
Note to audience, Rocky joined an association and your network grew, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Carm, we would get into these meetings. The meetings that we had were like from 6 o'clock to like 9 o'clock or something. And then when we come out of the meetings, that's when the real meeting was. From 9 to, believe it or not, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, we would have conversations, all business conversation. I mean, automatically, right? I mean, constant business conversation. And I had a wonderful mentor. His name was Paul Freck. He passed about 3 years ago. Rest in peace. And he taught me a lot about this business. There were other people, Paul Hoffman, Tony Thomas. Well, Nick Papagiorgios is already in Mission Viejo right there. I had access to unbelievable amount of people and unbelievable people. You know, the people with knowledge that I had nothing, I knew not. I mean, I couldn't even have 5% of what, I didn't even know 5% of what they knew. Like I said, I'm the same way that I'm now. I'm not shy. I always ask. I always call. I get, you know, I wanted the real truth. I want the real McCoy. Give me the real McCoy. Don't give me any fluff.
I see your face. You're grinding right now. Tell me more. I want to know it. Are you right? Is this true?
Yeah, well, if you've known me for a while, I mean, people that know me, I don't mess around. I want, you know, if there is something needs to be done, it needs to be done. It's got to get done. And if I have an answer for a question, I have to have it. And I'm a little frugal that way. You might want to say.
Well, you got to be pretty tough to work for.
Yeah, I could be. Mind you, though, I had the same tech for 18 years, 19 years now.
Okay, so you're partners, you're a pair. How cool is that? So I guess the message here is to get involved, build your network, and somehow you rose through the ranks of the local chapter, and then one day you missed a meeting and you started to become an officer in the state, right?
That's the funny part, but I actually have never missed a meeting, literally. I've been past president of two chapters, Chapter 50 and Chapter 48. I'm still a member of Chapter 48. I do go into board meetings once in a while in that chapter. All the phone calls, all the conference calls or literal meetings, I have not missed. Maybe, if I can remember, maybe one or two of them once in a while, I miss those meetings. But I'm extremely dedicated to this association, and I'm extremely dedicated to my own beliefs. So I love this association. I'm not attached to it, but I love the association. And I love the industry, and I think that this association with elevating and uniting automotive professionals and give them voice is exact purpose that they will unite the automotive industry together. You know, it's just, it's going to bring us together.
You know, helping each other. You know, you see a shop that's struggling, or you want to help elevate someone. You can't unite unless you want to help somebody somehow. And then somebody gets that glimmer of hope or an idea from, you know, a Rocky and says, wow, the guy's paying attention to me. He's got some great ideas. How does it start? What kind of advice can you give?
Well, depending on every situation, you know, somebody comes up to me and says, and this happens quite a bit, I want to open up my own shop. What do you think? And the first thing I tell them is that your technical part, no problem. You're doing good. You need to go to, you know, to go to college and take a business course. You need to go to college and take a marketing course. And you need to go to college and take a psychology course. 101. If you have these four things, technical, psychology, marketing, and business, you're going to make it into shape. Two or three of those was lacking from the beginning. And I had no idea what numbers were. I had no idea. I knew how to work hard. I wasn't skimping. I couldn't keep my job. Before I started my business, I couldn't keep a job for more than 4 to 6 months. I would either be fired because I was doing too much, or I would quit because I wasn't being paid attention to. As far as performance is concerned, I was there, but I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't know how to do these things. I didn't know how to do the numbers, what the numbers meant. I didn't know how to have a conversation with someone, how to read somebody. I didn't know what to do in marketing, where to do it. What is the trend these days? How to do it? You know, what kind of colors to use? What kind of, you know, none of that stuff. I had no idea about those things.
So what are you doing about it today? I mean, has it been your perpetual learning curve through seminars, your network? Or have you outsourced a lot of this?
Well, you have to have a base, some certain base of what these things are. And then you can outsource them. But then when you outsource them, you still need to make certain decisions, but you use that base information to make those decisions from. And then you talk to a lot of people and, you know, have conversations.
Yeah, you figure out how to get smart.
Somebody's done it before, and I want to know who they are and what kind of results they had, you know, and that is what I love about being united, because that information is readily available. And as you can see in groups on Facebook, I mean, you can get people are willing, you know, they're willing to give you information. And that's great. I love those groups. I love the way they conversate. And I don't like certain things about them, but that, hey, you know, not everything's going to be perfect for me. So the majority of it is great. People are having conversations. They have, it's good. It's a, communicating is good.
You see a bright future for many struggling shop owners to open their minds and turn themselves around.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation that happens in ASCCA about, oh, let's get these, this guy is a good shop. Let's get him into association. This guy is a good shop. The other guy is a good shop. Hey, how about the bad shops? I want the bad shops in this association. Mm-hmm. I want the shops that I can turn them around. And I can use the association to make them better. Because if I can turn that guy around and make it better, then it's good for me. I'm no longer can consider having a competitor because they're cutting down on their labor, cutting down on their parts margins to compete with me. You know, I wouldn't have that anymore because then I would have a knowledgeable shop that would know what to charge properly and how to do it, how to do the job right. So if I can teach them how to do it, I will no longer have a competitor.
Yeah, G. Trulia did a rant on the new show For the Record, and he brought up this wonderful, he said, I'm at 158 some dollar, whatever he is an hour, and the guy down the road is, you know, 45, and he says, and I need to buy a new tool from the tool truck. He needs to buy a new tool from the tool truck. And he says, we have to spend the same amount of money. Who's going to have more to be able to afford that? And so the question is, so why are you at 45?
Yeah, exactly.
Your point is so well taken. Is it right to, you know, figure a shop who's charging less and, you know, enlighten him to the fact that he could get more? It doesn't go against laws or federal trade or anything. You're basically just having a conversation.
No, you invite them to a meeting. You invite them to, just like they did with me, right? You invite them to some kind of, you know, sit down with four or five guys and have a conversation. Have a powwow and have a conversation and say, hey, where's your background? What are you doing? La, 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 la. So again, in the business of inspiring, enrolling, that's what we need to be doing, all of us.
Some of the great advice that comes from coaches, you know, you ask them, well, what do you do in the first, you know, 3 or 4 months? Well, in the first week, we raised the labor rate and, you know, you go up $10 and nobody felt anything about it. And we all the shop is trying to do is to become more profitable, become, you know, be able to do more benefits and pay and equipment and all the things that are generated from a larger level of net profit. Again, and if you're frugal like you and you've got a great labor rate and you're raising it, there's a million things you can do with it, like pay off debt and buy the building and create equity.
Absolutely. So you got to look at this in a package. You can't say, oh, I'm going to make $1.2 million gross, and then I'm just going to spend, I'm going to make, let's say, $600,000 in profit, and then I'm going to spend $700,000. It just doesn't work. You're getting nowhere. So, but if you can suffice for everything, if you know your retirement, your college kids, the kids' college, you know, whatever vacation, most important stuff, you can get everything like handled as far as and put them away. And then you can have some play money. But the most important thing for me was to reach my goals. And those were the business goals that I had. And after I reached my goals, then I'm kind of a boutique style because I can afford to do that. Not only I can afford it, but I'm enjoying it, you know, and the whole thing about any kind of business is to enjoy yourself first. You have to enjoy your work. If you don't enjoy, it doesn't matter how much you make, it's not going to, you know.
That's one of your strongest statements to date, that you just got to love what you do.
If I get up in the morning and say to myself, oh, damn it, another day, you know, I have to do this again. Well, then you're in the wrong business. But if you got your ducks in a row, that goes half of your happiness right there. Because if you have your financial set with all the monies that you're making and you're increasing on your business and everything else, you automatically become happy. Malin says, always says, hey, you know, you got to leave like $200-$300 cash in your pocket so you can feel, you know, as a, you know, person that, you know, you feel good about yourself. I get it, but I do that in a bigger scale. I'm set financially. So therefore I'm happy with what I'm doing. There's a lot of aspects to it.
out of the 28 years, I think you said you were in business, that really big degree of success happened last 10 years, maybe?
The fruit, yes. The fruit of the tree was started picking in about 10 years. Again, from the beginning, I've been frugal. I have zero debt from the beginning. I worked very hard. I saved a lot of money to be able to do what I have to do. So, you know, this is something, it's a habit. It's a hobby or a habit.
A habit of being frugal is right. It's your culture. It's how you were raised. It's how you were born. It's how you look at things. You don't have to have the house, you know, the million-dollar house on the hill out in California.
No, my dad, he was well off. He was an attorney at law in back where I was from. We didn't have any money issues from the beginning. But it's just there's certain demeanor of everybody. You know, there's certain things about me that I have to have it this way. You know, it's just the way it is. I recommend it for businessmen to have that plan, long-term plan, short-term plan, long-term plan, with especially with their finances, in order to achieve that somewhat of a happiness that you're going to have while you're doing your business.
Hey, thanks for letting me pick your brain and share what's going on in Rocky's mind. Great wisdom here. But what I want you to do for me is I want you to pull me a panel together, because we all need, the industry needs to hear about the ASCCA degree that was going on out of the San Diego chapter for Cuyamaca College. And it is a phenomenal thing that I know it took years to pull off. And I know there's a great panel that spearheaded this thing. It took so long to do it. Can you give us like just a few minutes on what you know about it?
Absolutely. I am extremely excited about this. This is something I've never been excited about anything like, you know, I'm excited about this one. I'm going to start saying that this is one of the solutions for shortage of technicians in independent shops. This is one of the solutions, and it's a big solution.
And that's the key right there, independent shops. That's the umbrella. Okay.
Yes. This program is it's a program that will not only provide scholarship for the kid or whoever wants to go through it, but also it's an actually state approved accredited course. It took 8 years to develop it and get it approved, and we got these guys, I'm not taking any credit. I've never done anything for it. But the chapter 24, San Diego chapter, is spearheaded it. Dara Bakshande, and then there's a bunch of other, like John Epstein and Stuart Terry, Chris Bratton, Brad McCombs. All of these people are key people for this. And they've created this great thing. And you know, Karen, between you and I and the audience, I don't know how they can stand not talking about it. I have an issue with this. I want to explode this thing so big that everyone in the nation, that it should be, all the colleges should be adopting something like this and creating this, something in this caliber to be able to resolve the technician shortage in the country. So this is a course that our association, the ASCCA, is going to be giving scholarships to the students. It's going to provide the scholarship through ASCEF. And then not only, so you go through the course, not only you go through the course, but also you get to go to ASCCA shops for internship. And get paid by ASCCA shops. So this is a big circle. I mean, it's a circle that it completes itself by a person that goes through this and completes itself, in that the person gets to truly experience a good shop with ethics and benefits, and the shop that can further their education. One of the biggest problems we have with with dealerships or manufacturers, agents, you know, repair shops or dealerships, is that the kid goes in, and they, you know, okay, so we have these courses in these colleges, right, that the manufacturers
That's
have.
That's right, the Ford Asset Program, the Chrysler Cap, and those students are siphoning off to those. And I think what you're telling me is that if they go to the ASCCA track, then the independents have a chance to take those students.
The biggest problem, Carm, is that these kids go into these courses. They go into it thinking that they're going to, this is, they want to work on cars and they're going to be like, you know, go continue with their hobby, the reason why they went into it. And they're going to excel in what they do and go further up and become a BTEC, ATEC, and maybe a foreman, maybe a manager. But unfortunately, 6 months into this, into dealerships, unfortunately, they become disappointed at the course. They become disappointed. And so therefore, they leave. But they not only leave the dealership, but also they leave the industry. It used to be where they would come back into, I think one of these programs that you had was talking about this. They would come back into the independent, would go into independent because they would see the benefit. But nowadays they're not. They're going out and doing something else. So
there's a lot of competition for their talent, and yeah, you're right. They're not staying in the automotive repair side. I'm on an advisory board at our local college. Every stat that I continue to hear holds true, but I recently heard one that the dealerships are really realizing that churn is hurting them. And, you know, they're bringing in some of the brightest seniors in the post secondary. And they're not staying. And I think they're starting to realize that they have to create a much better integration and training program inside the dealership. Now, it may take them some time to do that, but I recently heard that they're figuring out that they have to fix what's wrong.
Well, whatever they can fix that they don't need independence anymore, then they can fix that too at the same time.
Independence rule. Remember I said that earlier?
They always try to imitate independence and just so they can have that relationship, just so they can have that good feeling about the customer and the dealership. But unfortunately, it's very difficult to infuse or to do this with a corporation, with a huge corporation. It's kind of difficult to do this. So that's why, it's tough. It's rough.
I hear you. Would you pull together or at least tell this group, this team that pulled this thing off out in San Diego that I'd love to have?
Absolutely.
Perfect. We need, this is news. It's big. It's important. It's a monumental move. I know they busted their hump for 8 years. I did read some background on how it all happened, and I love the story. We need to tell it. It was great to have Rocky Kamenian from Bimmer and Benz Specialist from Costa Mesa, California, and president of ASCCA. Thanks, Rock.
Thank you, and please don't forget September 7th. There's going to be a big to-do in San Diego in that college regarding this course between 1 and 5 in the afternoon.
Ooh, okay, everybody needs to know that. Hey, thank you, Rocky Kamenian, for joining us on the Remarkable Results Radio podcast and for sharing your perspectives on core basic business acumen. And he also talked about why being involved in our industry's associations will help bring a united front for the industry. The key talking points, additional bio information, and website links are at remarkableresults.biz/E352. And don't forget about the mounting interviews and roundtables with technicians and educators. You can find these series listed on the show notes sidebar on the website. Spend some time and see the mountain of content that will inspire you to find the next level in your life and career. I'd love to hear from you. Email me, carm@remarkableresults.biz. Hey, we'll talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.